The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 31, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on June 25th, 2009, in Suva, Fiji.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 31. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Atasmadangsha bhutaste Atmaja loka vishruta Bhavittaranga bhadrante Vishrapsyanti chateyasha Atasmadangsha bhutaste Atmaja loka vishruta Bhavitaranga badrante Ripshatsyanti chateyashaha. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. You will have sons who will represent a partial manifestation of our potency. And because we desire all good fortune for you, those sons will glorify your reputation throughout the world.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatam Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sujiva. Sadaitam Zavadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, it is predicted that these sons will glorify the reputation throughout the world. So, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we have our father, our grandfather, in this way, Srila Prabhupada, you see. So we are all these sons, either sons or grandsons. We are all the children of Prabhupada, you see, spiritually speaking, even though we are not physically his children, you see. Spiritually, we are all his children. You see. So, just as these sons will glorify the reputation, we are also meant to glorify the reputation of His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivadantati Dandiko Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. How will we do that? By ringing bells? Yes, that is one thing. Just I have just now offered the arti, we ring the bell, we sing the kirtan. Yes, that is very good. But is that it? You just ring some bells? No. To actually glorify the reputation of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedantati Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, one must staunchly follow in His footsteps. Staunchly follow in His footsteps. If one deviates, then it's disgrace, actually. It is said you can judge a tree by its fruit. So if the fruits are rotten, you see, it does not glorify the tree. So, we cannot be the rotten fruit of the Prabhupada tree, you see. We must become first class Vaishnavas, you see. That is our duty to Prabhupada, to become first class Vaishnava. I remember that wonderful, sweet, sweet devotee, His Holiness Vishnu Jan Swami. I can never forget him. He made me a devotee. He one time told us back in 1972 in Brooklyn. We were preaching at that time in Brooklyn. I never forget what he told us. That Prabhupada had said. He told us like this. He said, Prabhupada said this. You are all saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Why don't you become glorious? If you become glorious, you see, then that naturally glorifies the spiritual master. So that is the real glorification of Srila Prabhupada, you see. When we become pure devotees, spotlessly pure devotees, you see, that is the greatest glorification. That will be the greatest enhancement of the reputation of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. But what is our hope? We are addicted to sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and television. And cinema. Some devotees, I heard, are watching cinema and TV. I even saw an antenna here on the property. I went, what is this? A TV antenna on Krishna's temple? You see, this is crazy. This is not enhancing Prabhupada's reputation. This is hurting Prabhupada's reputation. We must become spotlessly pure Vaishnavas. Even if we don't care about Prabhupada's reputation, even if we just care for our own enjoyment, even for that purpose we should become pure devotees. Krishna said, says, unless your devotional service is ahaitaki, free of any material motives, and apratiyata, completely, non-stop, 24/7, uninterrupted, you see, then what? You will not be satisfied, you see. Do you want to be satisfied? You see. Of course, we all want to be satisfied. That is the nature of the living entity. He wants to be satisfied. Can he be satisfied by sense gratification? No. No matter how much sense gratification you give someone, you know what they're going to want? More sense gratification. It's like many people here in Fiji think, well, I'm not getting enough sense gratification here. I want to immigrate to New Zealand. They go to New Zealand, they still don't get enough sense gratification. They think, what now? Maybe I go to Australia, maybe I go to America. You see, you don't become satisfied by increasing your sense gratification. This is Maya, to think you can become happy by increasing your sense gratification. Dushparena nalena cha. Sense gratification is a blazing fire. No matter how much fuel you feed it, it demands more fuel, more fuel, more fuel, more fuel. You see? That's a fact. So instead of trying to fan the fire of sense gratification, fan the fire of bhakti. And then you'll be totally satisfied. Where anywhere in the world, you can be completely happy and satisfied. You just need a few chapatis, a place to lay down at night, everything. All happiness and satisfaction will be there, you see. Pure bhakti is all you need. And you know what? When you enter into that mood of pure bhakti, you get the ultimate immigration. To Golok. You actually live in Goloka Vrindavan. You won't feel you're in Fiji or New Zealand or Australia or the US or Europe or wherever you may be. You will not feel you're in that place. You will feel how you're with Krishna and his eternal pastimes. Dikkala janabachane krishne chaita vidhayacha. Tanmayo bhavati chipram. Jiva brahmanji yojaya. You know that verse from the Narada Pancharatra? By concentrating one's attention on the transcendental form of Krishna, who is all-pervading and beyond time and space, one becomes absorbed in thinking of him, and then one begins to enjoy his transcendental association. Would you like to associate with Krishna at every minute? Would you like to be in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at every minute, reciprocating with him and loving rasa? Then all you have to do is focus your mind on the deities. Focus your mind on the holy name, you see. Take complete satisfaction in the form, the name, the fame, the pastime, the entourage, the paraphernalia, and serving the servant of Krishna. If you do this, you will not be in Fiji, you won't be anywhere in this material world. You will be with Krishna and his eternal pastimes. The pure devotee doesn't have to go to Vrindavan to go on pilgrimage. Why? Because wherever he goes, that is Vrindavan. He's on pilgrimage at every minute. Because he's living in Vrindavan every minute. Why does he go to Vrindavan? To purify it. Prabhupada explained like that. He goes to Vrindavan to purify it of all the sins deposited by the mundane Kanishta devotees that go there, you see. He goes there to purify the holy dham of the sins that they deposit there by their visiting it. So we think, well, that's for the advanced devotees. I mean, you know, I'm just a hopeless grihastha. What can I do, you know? Wait a minute. That's Maya's trick, if we think like that. Maya is tricking us. Because you can become a pure devotee. There's nothing stopping you from becoming a pure devotee. Simply you have to have that desire to be a pure devotee. That's all. You don't need anything else except the desire. It doesn't matter what past sins you may have committed. It doesn't matter whether you're a PhD or you're illiterate. It doesn't matter. Whether you're rich, poor, whether you're a cab driver, or whether you're the prime minister. It doesn't matter what your position is. Simply you have desire pure devotional service. If you have that desire to become Krishna's pure devotee, you know what's going to happen? Krishna, who's within your heart, Chaitya Guru, he will give you all facility. He'll be so enlivened. This person now wants to become my pure devotee. He will make all arrangements. He will give you a bona fide spiritual master. He'll give you the association of bona fide Vaishnavas. He'll give you the most wonderful teachings in all the world, the books of Srila Prabhupada. He'll give you prasadam, all facility. You see. Simply we have to desire pure devotional service. That's all. Simply we have to desire it. But what do we do if we don't desire it? We just want eating and sleeping. Say, well, it's a nice idea, Sankarshan Prabhu, but it's artificial for me. What can I say? I have to be honest with you. It seems artificial to me to want, you know, to desire pure devotional service. Yes, it is artificial right now for us. That's a fact. It's artificial. That's our sad, pathetic condition. Well, what to do when it's artificial? We don't really want it. I'd rather just eat and sleep. You see, mate and defend. What do we do in this pitiable condition that we're in right now? How do we get out of this quagmire, you see? This trap, Maya's trap. Maya's really got us, you know. How do we get out of her trap, you see? Well, I got a little story which will help us. My godbrother, Gargamuni Prabhu, in the early days of ISKCON, he was one of those most fortunate. I'm still envious of him, I'll be honest. I'm so envious when I think about it. But what can I do? They were there when Prabhupada at 22nd Avenue, the first devotees who joined. I just can't imagine how sweet that must have been at 22nd Avenue. Oh, anyway. Prabhupada was called Swamiji then. Okay, so Swamiji would come down to give the class in the evening. They called him Swamiji. And so one evening during the class, now this devotee, Brahman, Gargamuni, he felt, I just want to do what feels naturally. I'm not going to do anything artificial. I'm only going to do what feels natural. That was his thing, see. So he wouldn't bow down when Prabhupada entered the room. Everybody else offered obeisance, but he wouldn't. He would just sit there. Even though it was his spiritual master, he would just sit there, you see. So he raised his hand during the questions. He said, Swamiji, when you enter the room, he was a little proud, actually, the way he asked it. He said, when you enter the room, everybody bows down, but I do not bow down because it doesn't feel natural for me. Is that all right, Swamiji? Prabhupada said, you must bow down. You must bow down. Because by doing it, then it will start to feel natural. You see? And he did. He followed. He said, all right, Prabhupada has ordered me. All right, I'll do it on his order. And you know what? As soon as he started doing it, and Prabhupada's order, it felt natural, and he felt so happy. He was enlivened. He felt, his heart felt, it was dancing in ecstasy, offering obeisance to Prabhupada, you see. So in this way, you see, even though it seems unnatural for us to try to cultivate pure devotional service, you know, but you know what? Just do it on the order of the spiritual master. Beg for pure bhakti just because the guru told you to do it. You see, just beg for it. Krishna, I beg you, please give me pure devotional service. Just do it like you're an actor on the stage. This is the part you play in this drama. You're supposed to be some person who wants to become a devotee. So now you play the role as if you were a person who wanted to become a pure devotee, and you do it with feeling as if you, like an actor in the drama, you see. Even if it's like that, if you do that, you know what will happen? Even if you do it just artificially, just like an actor in a drama, I'm making a show as if I was somebody who was begging for pure devotional service. Krishna really knows I'm a cheater, but I'm making a show of somebody who's begging for pure devotional service. You know what will happen? You will reconnect with your original nature. Because deep within all that lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, which is stacked layer upon layer upon layer upon layer, cultivated through millions of lifetimes in this cycle of birth and death, is confirmed in the Vishnu Purana. You know that slok? Jalajanavalakshani stavala lakshavingshati krimayo rudra sankhyaka pakshinam dashalakshanam chinchalakshani pashavaha chatur lakshani manasha. The 8,400,000 species were described long before Charles Darwin appeared on the scene with his bogus so-called evolution. Evolution was already described in the Vedas, you see. How by going through birth and death you evolve. So we've gone through these millions upon millions of repetitions of birth and death. And becoming more and more and more contaminated. So, the good news is, as soon as you call out to the Lord, even if it seems artificial, even if you call out as if you were begging for pure devotional service, Krishna will take it as genuine, because actually that is the real nature. That is the real, you with us, Prabhu? I just want to make sure you were with us. You're awake with us? Okay, good. I saw you like this. I was thinking, well, maybe I don't want you to drift off. These are important. I've traveled all the way from America to bring this class to you, and I want you to hear it, because I've traveled at great expense and difficulty. I've traveled all the way from around the globe to come and give you this message. So, as soon as we, even if it's a show bottle, if we somehow try to be in that mood of somebody who is begging for pure devotional service, Krishna will accept it. He will accept it. And his kindness, Lord Chaitanya is very kind. Even without any surrender, he'll still bestow bhakti. Somehow or other, we will get that mercy. Why will it happen? Because actually that is the original nature of the self. Even though our hearts right now are completely bereft of any bhakti, if you go deep, deep, deep in the desert where there's no water, if you go deep, deep, deep enough within the earth, you will find water beneath the desert, you see. So that water of pure bhakti is there in our hearts, even though right now it is like desert, completely devoid of bhakti, you see. But if you go deep, deep, deep within, you will find that ocean of bhakti within your heart. And you just simply reconnect with them. So what is the drilling process? How do you drill for that water within the heart? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is one mantra enough to hit water? Well, if we were pure enough, we could do it with one mantra. But we're not, so therefore 16 rounds a day. At least. If the water is very deep, they have to drill. The drilling company has to drill for a long time to hit water. So we got to do a lot of drilling. Because that pure prema bhakti is very, very, very deep within our consciousness. Millions and millions of miles, yojanas deep within our consciousness, that pure bhakti is buried. But if you will faithfully chant your 16 rounds every day, and strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and also try to stay away from that one-eyed guru, that rascal television set in the cinema, which pollutes your consciousness. You will hit water, I guarantee it. You don't need to watch the stupid TV because you will find the television within your heart. Prabhupada explains there's a mystic television within the heart. Why watch some stupid nonsense on Fiji TV when you can watch Krishna TV within your heart? You can actually see the pastimes of Krishna within your own heart. And this television show is the most amazing show because in this show you can actually not only watch the show, but you can enter into the show as one of the participants in it. Can you imagine a TV where you can jump into the set and be, go, that's like a really neat thing happening on this TV. I'd like to be a part of it. On this TV you can jump right into it and be a part of it. You can jump right into Krishna's pastime and be a part of it. But you just have to completely purify your consciousness. Totally purify your consciousness. And yet, that's why we have to beg for pure bhakti. With muster all the feeling, even if it seems artificial, do it anyway. Chant with feeling. And you will be amazed at how your consciousness is transformed from lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy to pure prema bhakti. You'll be amazed that it's actually working. This process is actually working. I'm becoming a pure devotee. By the mercy of my spiritual master and the previous acharyas, I'm actually becoming a pure devotee. You'll be amazed when you feel the transformation in your heart. How wonderful it is. So anyway, we got 5 minutes. If there's any questions, I'll try to answer them. And beg for Prabhupada's mercy, I can answer them properly. Yes?
So you said the drilling process is chanting.
The what?
The drilling process.
Yeah, the drill, that's right.
Chanting. Someone might say that, you know, he wakes up 4 o'clock and he starts chanting. He doesn't have to attend Mangalarti.
So, in this process of chanting 16 rounds, given to us by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, at the initiation ceremonies, do you know what Prabhupada also wanted to be explained in the initiation ceremony besides chanting 16 rounds and following these four principles? Do you know what he also wanted explained during the initiation ceremony? The 10 offenses. We have a tendency in the morning program that we say them, but they kind of like just get them done so we can chant. But we really have to understand the significance of these 10 offenses, why they have to be avoided. The third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. So the spiritual master has ordered us to attend Mangalarti. You may say, how I can do that? I'm a house sitter, live very well. Have Mangalarti at home. I instruct all of my disciples, Gravastakam, every day, you see. Whether at the temple or at home. Now, is this simply some meaningless ritual that we have to do it because Prabhupada said? No, there's a scientific reason. Do you know that Gravastaka means 8 prayers glorifying the spiritual master? Do you know there's a 9th prayer also? Do you know about that 9th prayer that goes with it? It's a little add-on prayer. Do you know the 9th prayer? In the 9th prayer, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that whoever chants these 8 prayers every day during the Brahma Muhurta, upon leaving their body, they will wake up in the pastimes of Krishna engaged in his service. How would you like that boon? To wake up, when you leave your body, you wake up as a servant of Krishna in his eternal lila. Well, the way to get that is to observe Mangalarti every day. So there's a reason for going to Mangalarti. It's not just a rule and regulation. It's a boon from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So either come to the temple, or if you're far away, then you rise early and you sing their Gavastam prayers. Offer a little arti to Guru and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya at home. And sing their Gavastakam prayers. You'll be absolutely amazed at the transformation of consciousness. And sing with feeling. You'll be amazed by the transformation of consciousness. Every Mangalarti actually is the most ecstatic experience you could ever have in millions of lifetimes. Mangalarti, done with feeling, is nothing more ecstatic. Nothing more ecstatic. So, the Prabhupada therefore is given order, you must attend Mangalarti. So I may think I would get my rounds done by skipping Mangalarti, but your rounds will be offensive. You won't taste the nectar of the holy name. But if you will attend Mangalarti and then do your chanting, of course you can chant rounds before Mangalarti too. That's another thing. If you're a pujari, then get up very early. Get your rounds done before Mangalarti. You'll be amazed how ecstatic the puja is after you've finished 16 rounds. If you're a pujari, you can get up at 2. Go to bed early. Don't watch any television the night before. You know, get rid of the damn thing, you know. Get up, go to bed at 8. Get up at 2, you see. And I know, I wish I had more time. Anyway, to be sutra-like. Yeah, that's another. I don't have time to tell this story, but maybe later on I can tell this story. So anyway, if you will chant Hare Krishna and attend Mangalarti, you'll be absolutely amazed at how sublime it is. Okay, maybe another 30 seconds. Any quick questions more? Everyone's satisfied now? Everyone's ready to cultivate pure bhakti. Kicking out all anarthas. Everyone's ready now. Is everyone ready? You ready for pure bhakti? Huh? Everyone's ready, wants to cultivate pure bhakti. How about you, Mataji? Pure bhakti. You want to cultivate pure bhakti? You see? Everyone's determined now to become the pure devotee. Beg Prabhupada's mercy, beg your guru's mercy for pure bhakti. This is what it means to practice Krishna consciousness. Every day you're begging for pure bhakti. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.